And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome. Let me center myself. Let me position myself. How are you, my friend? All G, all Gucci, all fantabulous. You know what? Guess what this is? It's water. You ain't gonna catch me slipping. You ain't gonna catch me slipping. You thought it was coffee or booze? Nah, fam. Is this plain old water? Is this water? But there's something very important I wanted to talk about. That's the Sigma Male grind set. Firstly, tell me yes or no. Are you on the Sigma Male grind set? If you said yes, this video is no more for you. You already know everything. If you say no, this video is no more for you. You don't know anything about life. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry. No. Listen to me. Sigma male grind set is basically thinking like a sigma male. There's alpha, beta, delta, whatever, right? Gamma, whatever the hell. Omega males. No, none of that. Sigma male is a real man. I'll tell you why. You know what a sigma male does? Okay, this is what I'm going to do next. Because I'm a sigma male, I am going to sell my mom's jewelry, okay? I am going to invest all my money in a crypto, in one crypto coin, okay? I'm going to invest all my money in one cryptocurrency, okay? Preferably the one that is going to go downhill, okay? I'll tell you why. Because a sigma male takes a risk even after knowing that life is going to go down the drain. That's what a sigma male does. Secondly, I'm going to sell that cryptocurrency for 1% of the cost I bought it. So let's say you bought it for what? Let's say you bought 100 rupees worth, right? Okay, that's firstly too low. Selling your mom's jewelry, also the house, sell everything, okay? And you fucking buy 100 crores ka cryptocurrency. Sell for 1 crore. Why? Because you want to be in the top 1%. Sell it for 1% the cost because you want to be in the top 1%. That's what a Sigma male does. He's always thinking like the top 1%. You get me? But on that note, hello you beautiful, beautiful legend. How's everything going? Dude, a lot of people have been checking. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but I've been posting stories about my MMA career. Right now I'm gonna... Bro, first things first, right after I started MMA, the first thing my friend commented on one of my videos was waiting for Hasbullah versus Karan. I'm not joking. I'm very serious. If somehow Hasbullah came on this podcast, I will pay everybody who watches this podcast 1,000 rupees. I love that guy. You have no idea how much. Dude, I love him. He's the cutest human being on planet Earth. Firstly, I thought I was cute because I was small. No, you don't know Hasbullah yet. If wherever you are, even if you're watching, like if you don't know who he is, go Google him. Check him out on YouTube, Instagram, wherever. You're only gonna find the cutest shit on planet Earth. You think you like dog videos? Cat videos? Fuck it. Go check out Hasbullah. He's the cutest human being alive. And I'm like, okay, just type Hasbullah. Trust me, you won't regret it. If you regret it, you can change my name. But yeah. I've been posting videos about my MMA and all of that stuff. And people are asking me, you know, where to go and all. And there's this place I go to called Knockout Fitness. Like I just started. That's where I just started my mixed martial arts training. And people have been asking. And literally, I've already got 4 people to join. I think, at the least, that guy should give me a discount. Even if not, like, full free, kuch to discount dena chahiye. Bro, mere se kitna paisa kamaya hai wo? Like, for 2 weeks I've joined. One and a half week I've joined. He's already fucking got 4 new students because of me. Yeah, man. And what else is going on, man? Nothing is nothing great. My classes are going on. That's been somewhat lame. I don't like it. I met a dog today. And if you don't know this, I have high BP. So being around dogs is fun. And you might find me, you know, jumping. And, you know, clipping every now and then. But that's because I have high BP, actually. And, yeah, I've had this problem since I was born. I came out of my mother's womb, and because I have high BP, I punched a doctor in the face. And the doctor was like, "Come on, bro, what you doing?" I was like, "I just saw Conor McGregor fight, and he don't like no doctors no more." Yeah, so I beat the fuck out of him. This bike wala that you just heard, this, if you didn't hear this, there was basically this. What the fuck is with this bike wala, dude? It's 12:10 right now in the night. Every time I'm recording, there is this one guy on his bike. What is he doing? I hope you know what I hope. I hope he's like a super essential service. Like, you know, you have ambulances and fire brigade and all of that. I hope he's one of those guys. Like, you have emergency pickups. Like, basically, you're stranded in the middle of the street. I hope there is a helpless old lady. Like, she's in her 80s. And she called this guy, like, "Rafiq, aake utha le mere ko tere Splendor pe." And Rafiq ran down, got a Splendor, zoomy. Then, that's the only way I am okay. That's the only chance that I'll be fine with it. Otherwise, fuck this guy. He's been getting, I'm assuming it's a guy. I don't come at me and say, "Hey, Karan, you're not, you know, it could be a girl." So fuck off. No woman is this annoying. I've had my encounter with like annoying women in my life. But I'm pretty sure they don't do this shit. Like, if they do, they're just like being extra. Because I think women have the common sense to not do, like, they do annoying shit, but they don't do, like, how do I say this? They don't do stuff that they think might be cool in public, but is not really cool. Like, women have they're cringy, but I think they have a good cringe meter as well. Like, I think women know when shit's cringy. Like, I don't think I know any woman who has gotten attracted to a guy because his bike sounds loud. I know women who have been attracted to guys on bikes. But that's more like Sons of Anarchy type good-looking guys, okay? I don't think, like, Ravi on a bike is pulling chicks. I don't know. I'm sorry, Ravi. But yeah, annoying women, man. Fuck. I don't want to make this podcast that I have at least a 10% female audience. But to those women, sorry, this, I just thought of this and I wanted to talk about this. Fucking hell, man. I've been a dumb piece of shit throughout my life. I've recently realized this. And especially with like women I've dated, okay? 100% I'm guaranteeing you that I don't think I've seen a stupider fuck than me. Like, fuck me up the wall. I'm very serious. I've never seen a stupider guy than me. Like, in hindsight, if I could go back and... Like, do you wish, like, you could go back in time and slap the shit out of, like, the childhood you? The kind of stuff I have said, man. Oh, my Lord. Oh, no. I'll tell you one of the most embarrassing stories. I was dating this girl. And not dating. This is, like, right before we started dating. You know, the talking phase and all of that. And she was at one of the parties with my friend and I. And my friend and I were talking about, you know, like, nuclear shit and all of that. And he asked me, "Bro, Kyoto Protocol hua tha kya?" And I didn't know what the Kyoto Protocol was. For anyone who doesn't know, it was like basically people met up in Kyoto and for the green, basically for like to keep the planet green, they had some, you know, protocols basically. And I think it was also some nuclear shit that they decided, you know, because of no testing and all of that stuff. I still might be wrong. Fucking hell, I was trying to make up some shit. I think, okay, it's either of the... Fuck you. It's either of the two, okay? Either it's environment-related stuff or it's nuclear warhead-related stuff. It has to be either of the two. Don't come at me, okay? Like, 5-6 of y'all who are my friends only, I know who you are. Don't, you also know who you are. Don't come at me if you know the answer. And I didn't know, okay? And he asked me and I was like, nahin hua tha. And the girl asked, "What was the Kyoto Protocol?" I was like, fuck. And my heart sank. You know that feeling when you know you're fucked? That, like, your heart sinks. That's exactly how I felt. And pause this video. I know you're not going to do that, but still, in the odd chance you do, pause this video for a good 2 minutes. Stay silent. That's how silent I was. Imagine the level of embarrassment. Imagine the second-hand embarrassment my friend must have had. Imagine the embarrassment I must have had, the second-hand embarrassment my friend had, and the legit questioning the girl did, like, dude, this guy's an idiot. Not only does he not know what it is, he's also he thinks I'm dumb or what, like, as if I won't know he's stalling. Like, I think one of the biggest things I've realized after I grew up was that people know when you're bullshitting. Like, I'm very serious. People know when you're bullshitting. Like, it's no joke. Like, I've come back home after school and told my parents some random ass story. Dude, kids lie like nobody's business. In the first, second standard, I used to come back. I just learned the word brain hemorrhage as a kid. Okay. This is like second, third standard probably. And I came back home and I just wanted to like say some bullshit story and use the word. So I was like, my friend Rahul, no, he got brain hemorrhage. And my mom and dad, wait, this, I remember this. I really remember this. It was in my first house in Khar. And my parents are eating. And they're like, what? I was like, yeah, he got brain hemorrhage. And my mom realized that I was bullshitting, right? So she's like, what is brain hemorrhage? Like, she's like, then who's Rahul? I was like, huh? I was like, अरे स्कूल फ्रेंड राहुल छे नहीं ओलो छोकरो छे ने ओलो छोकरो आयो तो ने ओलो छोकरो ओलो छे मारो फ्रेंड छे. लाइक अच्छा ओके आई टेल यू अनदर थिंग व्हाई आई ओके आई वाज सेइंग आई वाज स्टूपिड राइट आई टेल यू व्हाई आई एम स्टूपिड एज फक. आई हैड अ फ्रेंड इन स्कूल इन द फिफ्थ स्टैंडर्ड. दिस इज अ मैड स्टोरी. आई टेल दिस टू एवरीबडी. And this is to tell people whenever someone calls me smart, right? Like, because I talk a lot and like about world problems and politics and all of that stuff, especially on the podcast and everything. People think I'm smart, but I'm not. I'm just an idiot with a microphone. Okay. So I had a friend in school in the fifth standard, and he after Mohram, okay, and he's a Muslim guy. After Mohram, in school when we met, and I asked him about Mohram, what do you all do and all, and he was explaining the process and everything, right? I was like, oh bro, itna laga hoga, bro, kitna laga hoga and all. He's like, yeah, khoon aata hai and all. Like, oh my God, and how crazy is it, and this insane, crazy stuff. And he goes like, yeah, actually, maine bhi kiya tha. Like, kya baat kar raha hai? He's like, haan, maine bhi kiya tha. Then like, I don't really know the culture. I don't know the religion very well, but I'm pretty sure like, itna matlab, it's not that like very few kids do it. Like, I know for a fact very few kids do it. And he goes like, yeah, maine bhi kiya. And we collect the blood in the bislery bottles, the blood that flows out, we collect it in the bislery bottles and we donate that blood. I was like, kya baat kar raha hai. And the next statement is crazy. He goes like, yeah, I donated 50 bottles, 51-liter bottles of bislery. I was like, no way, really? Wow, that is so nice of you, man. I was like, kya baat hai, bro, crazy ho gaya and all. In the seventh standard, we got biology as a subject. And one of the first things they teach you is that the human body itself has 5.5 liters of blood. Let that sink in. He told me he donated 50 bottles of blood, and in reality, human body only has 5.5. उसमें से और क्या मतलब, यू हैव नो आइडिया राइट, लाइक ओनली अ फाइनाइट अमाउंट ऑफ योर ब्लड कैन बी, नॉट ऑल ऑफ योर ब्लड कैन बी डोनेटेड. आई नो इट्स डिवाइडेड इंटू थ्री एंड दिस एंड दैट, अ लॉट ऑफ इट कैन बी यूज, बट लाइक कम ऑन मैन, आई गॉट प्लेड ब्रो. अनदर थिंग, this sounds crazy, bro. We had a okay. I hope my family doesn't watch this, and if they do, fuck it. Now I think I'm grown up enough that there's not much they can say. I hope at least. I'm still living on my parents' dime because I'm in college. So, well, y'all got some stories, and I got kicked out of the house. So listen to this. In the eighth standard, in my building, this is when I moved to Lokhandwala. Okay. And in that building, it was a massive building, okay? Three buildings of 25 floors each, okay? So a lot of kids, right? And all age groups and like every background and all different schools. Some are going to the most elite schools, some are going to like, you know, local schools and all of that. So all different backgrounds. So you never know, like, when someone's saying, like, you know, someone's cuckoo or someone's not, right? Like, you just figure it out after you spend time with them. We had this friend, and I don't want to name him because I'm still somewhat in touch with him. In the 8th standard, we had this one older guy who had just started smoking, okay? And this is in the 11th grade. He was in the 11th, and we were in like the 7th, 6th. Sixth or seventh, I think, not eighth, sixth or seventh. And that guy used to smoke and all, and we used to see him. And you know, when we used to play, also, he used to smoke sometimes. And we he used to tell us that don't tell my mom and don't tell your parents also, and this and that. And you know, okay, firstly, one cool thing. Okay, I might be an asshole, but I ain't no snitch, okay? We never snitched on him. Like, I never snitched on him. I'll tell you another story of me not snitching on someone. I'll say this later, okay? Sorry, I had to burp. Is that water, son? Is that water? If I'd be having alcohol, I'd be throwing up instead. Sigma male mindset. Never burp, only throw up. But coming back. This guy, the smoker guy, we used to see him, and we were like, you know, when we want to try and all. And there was this store right outside my building, right? Like about 50, 70 feet away from my building. And that guy was a special child. Like he had some mental issue. Like he was mentally challenged, basically. And I don't know what the appropriate terms are anymore, man. I want to say he was retarded, but if I say that, apparently people don't like it, and it's a mean thing to say, which it might be. So I'm going to refrain from saying that, and I'm just going to say mentally challenged. I hope that is also not offensive to anybody, man. Otherwise, if it is, then go fuck yourself. But that guy was he was mentally challenged, so we played him, right? Like we convinced him to give us cigarettes and all. And before that, there was this one uncle, okay, who used to, so in the daytime, his dad used to stand like at the store, and then in the evening, he used to stand. And his dad obviously told us to go, you know, get the fuck out of here and all. And he was like, "Tumhare maa baap aayenge, bata denge," and we were freaking out and all of that. And this guy, like, once he gave us, and the next time his dad told him, you know, like, don't give these kids. So he was like, "Nahi, papa ne na bula," and all. So even the first time we didn't try, like, we got so scared we just threw them away because we thought someone would find out and all. And he basically, his father told him, "Don't sell it to them." He said, "Cool," and he never sold it to us. This one friend in my age group, 7th standard, 6th standard only, brought these agarbattis. This is not a joke. I swear on my mother's life, I swear, and I say this. These agarbattis weirdly had a hole in them, and by hole I mean, imagine you take the pencil called graphite. You take the graphite out, right? Like you take the lead out, whatever, right? And it's just a hollow pencil, right? That's how the agarbatti was, but it was very thin. So it was like a regular agarbatti, like maybe double the size of a circumference of a regular agarbatti with a hole in the center. So he used to break off the wooden part, which was the handle, right? Whatever the stick part of it. He used to light the agarbatti and he used to smoke it. He came down, like one of the days we met, and he was like, "Maine, bro, naya technique dhoonda." And we're like, "Kya naya technique?" We went to the, like, you know, back area of the building, and like, you know, some shady area in the building. My building had a lot of shady area. The bigger your building, the more shady. I guarantee you this. The bigger your building, like, the more area your building has, I assure you that there are shady spots that you have no idea people go to and do some whack shit. I assure you that. Just go, like, if you're ever like in the mood to get traumatized, go around your building. If it's a big building, go around your building, like many people and many colonies and all, whatever. You will 100% find people doing shady, shadiest of shit in corners of the building you didn't know exist. I'm 100% sure of that. But coming back, he came down. He was like, "Bro, agarbatti hai mere paas," and he broke that tip off, and he broke like, you know, the rest of the wooden part he removed. He lit up the agarbatti and he started smoking it. And he was coughing so badly, and we were like, fuck, we have to try it. And it was like, you know, gonna be passing a circle, like whatever. And by the time it reached my third friend, this first guy started coughing his fucking lungs out. Like he was crying and he was like calling out for his mom and all. And like we had one water bottle, we gave him that water, and he lay down and he was on the floor. And we're like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck this. And we begged him not to tell his mom about this. He was like, "Nahi bro, main mar jaunga." I was like, "Nahi tu nahi marega, please just shut up. Just shut up. Just don't say anything to anybody." Like, dude, that's your biggest fear as a child. Your biggest fear, I really think your biggest fear as a child is getting caught for the shitty shit you do. Like, for the shady things you do, na. I really think that's the biggest, like, fear is that you'll get caught as a kid. Especially for me, man. Oh man, I don't even want to go into it. The kind of disappointing shit I've done. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I was telling you all, right? Like, go back into time and slap the shit out of your younger self. Like, I really wish I could go back and be like, bro, tu kya kar raha hai? Tu kya kar raha hai? Kidhar bhosri? Fucking bash the shit out of him. Catch hold of him and beat the living crap out of him, you idiot. You complete dunce. Get here. And keep beating him up. Like, chup kar pagal, bakwas kar rahe. But yeah, that's the couple of childhood stories for you. Dude, I have so many of these, man. Like, I have so many stories, bro. Like, I think I'm gonna like make it a point that throughout the podcast I keep telling you all like all these stories, because I think that you all will have similar stories. And I am not naming people, but I know for a fact that someone or the other might come across this. I am 100% sure that there will come a time when one of my friend who knows that he's a part of the story might come across this podcast, might see this, and I'll get into trouble. So before that, get your dose of Karan's garbage stories and fucking, you know, do the whole relate stuff and chill out. Otherwise, I don't think that's gonna happen. But on that note, it's been a while, and I'm hopefully gonna sleep soon, because hey man, I'm gonna say this very softly. I have a horrible sleep problem. Very, very, very bad one. Sometimes I fucking take these Sedzin. I don't know if you all know what Sedzin is. It's an allergy medicine that, like, you know, eases your allergies, but also puts you to sleep. I know that sounds like a very druggy thing to say, but hey man, is what it is. On that note, I'll see you soon. And if you made it here, thank you. Thank you for being here. A lot of you are here till the end of the podcast, and I really appreciate anybody to anybody who even watches it like for the first 5 minutes also, or 3 minutes. I'm glad you took your time, and I can't appreciate this enough. Like, there are times when I won't promote the podcast and it'll only get like 20 views in the first 5 days or something. And that's when I realize, like, that's my true audience size, right? Like, that's my actual audience. If I wasn't to do any promotion, that's my actual audience. And I don't know why, but I'm okay with that. I'm not saying I don't want more people, and I'm not hungry for success and all of that, whatever, that's there. But this is what I want. Like, I want it to be just that. That I just keep doing this. And it's an unsaid thing in your life and in my life that you and I sit twice a week, thrice a week sometimes, and talk. You get what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it's just me being, you know, lazy and all, whatever. But on that note, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.